parks across Manchester specifically are going to have some improvements made to them. I mean, if you go to the park regularly, because as Keith said, it's a great way of getting out and it's free, you can go to the park for nothing, you might start to notice a few changes. The council in Manchester, this is Manchester rather than the whole of Greater Manchester, I'm afraid, but just in Manchester for now, are about to spend £1.5 million improving 40 of the parks within the city of Manchester. To find out more, I spoke to Councillor Angelique Estogia, who's from the City Council in Manchester. She's Assistant Executive Member for Culture and Leisure.
The money has come from the windfall of the airport. So in 2013, the council received a one-off airport dividend through its shareholding in Manchester Airport. And this is largely because of Manchester Airport Holdings Limited purchased Stansted Airport. So the 14.5 dividend is going to be spent on improvements in our city.
Which is good news, but I'm sure all the other departments had their eye on that windfall as well, Councillor. Why did you choose to spend it on parks?
Absolutely. We've got massive pressures across the city, and I think that we decided back then that this fund is additional and saw the opportunity to improve the quality of the environment and also to be consistent in our aspiration to improve the physical environment in a sustainable way. And parks are very important to people where they live, and we thought that this investment makes sense. More people are going to be using their parks, more people are going to be benefiting from activities that are taking place in the local area. We want Manchester to be a great city, and I think, you know, residents do understand and, you know, use the local parks. For example, myself, I live in Worley Range, and I'm very lucky to live near Alexandra Park, which has recently had improvement work funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund, Manchester City Council, Sports England and other national governing bodies. I saw firsthand the benefits that these green spaces can give to everyone's quality of life.
So how are you going to improve the parks that you choose to spend the money on? I mean, if you want to improve people's enjoyment of it, what are you going to do?
We're doing different things in sort of different parks. And we are, for example, in Fletcher Moss, the community gardens, we're trying to establish planting schemes that will support reduced maintenance in the future, add new horticultural and visitor interest, and re-establish only also the unique aspects of the park. Another example, building on the recommendations from a recent biodiversity study, which was undertaken at Birchfields Park, we are going to undertake repairs to existing footpaths to reinstate one of the historic paths into the park. We're doing sort of all sorts of work. We've also consulted, and we had 650 applications from community groups with various ideas on how local communities think that their parks and their physical environment can be supported and can be maintained.
The thing about a windfall is, Councillor, it's exactly that. It's a windfall, it's a one-off. You can do all this good work, and I salute you for wanting to do that. The trouble is, it then needs to be maintained and looked after. Is there money in the budget for that? Because if you're only getting the money once, is it all then going to fall into disrepair again in a couple of years?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point you're making. So one of the main criteria for these projects to go forward, first is community involvement, so how communities can be involved in changing the behaviour so that we create a new working relationship in terms of how the council works and partners with residents so that together we can keep the city clean and we can maintain the city as a welcoming place to live and to work. I think the other thing is that we want more and more residents to be encouraged into healthy lifestyles. And what is a better way than doing this in investing our local parks, making sure that places that are well-loved and well taken care of are supported by the local residents. So a key theme is to encourage people to get involved, reinstate friends groups so that we all work together and look in a different way on how we can maintain our parks.
Councillor Angelique Eustogia talking about the £1.5 million Manchester City Council is going to spend on improving 40 of the parks in our city. If you use any of the Manchester parks, hopefully you'll notice some changes for the better in the foreseeable future.